And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to a tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And also by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And Michigan State Police say a 17-year-old is facing charges after allegedly driving off in a stolen vehicle and refusing to stop for troopers in Saginaw. Investigators say troopers from the Tri-City Post spotted a stolen Kia Forte Tuesday night with help from Flock Camera Technology near South Washington Avenue and Bridgeton Street. Police say the driver ignored emergency lights and sirens, but troopers did not pursue the vehicle in accordance with department policy. Authorities say the suspect later abandoned the car near Prescott Street and Hess Avenue and ran from the scene. The teen was eventually located and arrested in a residential yard on Owen Street. The 17-year-old was taken to the Saginaw County Juvenile Detention Center and is accused of receiving and concealing a stolen vehicle, fleeing and eluding police, resisting and obstructing officers. Police say the recovered Kia was returned to Saginaw Township authorities. And communities throughout the Thumb will be honoring those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom this Memorial Day weekend. This is the first Memorial Day for the new veterans display, however, on the Sanilac County Courthouse lawn that was placed last fall. For several years, over 500 flags and plaques honoring local veterans during patriotic holidays were displayed on the courthouse lawn, which required a lot of work. The flags were replaced with a special monument with the names of veterans engraved on it. And a new element to the display was added this year as well. Sanilac County Career Center students Tyler Cahoon and Morgan Badreau built a special box to hold paper for people who want to do rubbings of the names on the memorial as a keepsake. And that was your local news, so we're going to go over to our obits shortly after AVS Broadband.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we are back with your national and international news. A dedicated group of state employee volunteers and regional health workers organized the fourth annual Spring Grounds Cleanup at the Michigan Veteran Homes Cemetery in Grand Rapids. The initiative focused on clearing seasonal debris, restoring landscaping, and ensuring a pristine resting environment ahead of Memorial Day weekend. In addition to the physical maintenance of the historic burial grounds, The volunteer group expanded this year's event to include a coordinated food drive for local veterans' food banks, and organizers emphasized that the annual tradition serves as a tangible expression of community respect for military service members. And the Chief of Naval Operations announced on Friday that the United States is temporarily planning a pausing a planned $14 billion arms sale to Taiwan. Military leadership stated that the logistical pause is a direct consequence of shifting resource allocations required to manage ongoing maritime operations in the Middle East. Pentagon officials clarified that the delay does not represent a change in long-term strategic defense commitments or regional partnerships. The defense industrial base is currently prioritizing immediate supply chain demands to support active deployments elsewhere. And the Ministry of Commerce of Myanmar announced on Friday that it's formally applying for regulatory registration with the General Administration of Customs of China to permit the export of fresh durians. Historically, Myanmar's domestic durian production has relied exclusively on localized consumption due to strict international trade barriers. Securing official access to China's massive consumer market is expected to provide a substantial economic boost to agricultural producers in rural provinces. Trade officials are currently upgrading local phytosanitary inspection facilities to comply with China's rigorous import safety standards. And the Department of Energy of the Philippines issued a national appeal on Friday, urging citizens to adopt permanent energy conservation habits within their daily lives. The Energy Secretary emphasized that transitioning conservation from an occasional practice to a baseline lifestyle choice is essential for long-term national grid stability. The public derivative comes amidst rising global fuel costs and seasonal strains on their domestic electrical infrastructure. The department is launching an educational campaign providing practical guidance on reducing household electricity consumption and improving industrial energy efficiency. And we will be right back after this message from McKinsey Jewelers.
At McKinsey Jewelers and Bad Axe, we ask that you celebrate with us this Memorial Day weekend the deep sacrifice our American heroes have made for our country. Let us also celebrate what is good and true about the essence of what it is to be an American. This is Kent McKinsey. Memorial Day is much more than just a three-day weekend. It's a day to commemorate those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. From Lori, myself, and all of our staff at McKinsey Jewelers, we'd like to send out our sincerest thanks to all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and to the families and friends they have left behind.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKinsey Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.